So here are some considerations of antibody detection. One big advantage of antibodies is that they are abundant in the blood, which means that potentially even if you don't have very high parasitemia or viremia, you can have high levels of antibodies because they are based on the immune reaction, not necessarily on the parasitemia or the viremia. But they, of course, do interact. Because they are abundant in the blood, it is usually sufficient to do a finger prick to perform an antibody detection test, which makes it very little invasive. But IgG develop usually with a delay of up to 10 days after infection. So it is not the most real-time test of infection. Moreover, your antibody titer can be compromised by the immune status of the patient. So if your patient is immunocompromised by an HIV infection, by malnutrition, etc., the amount of antibodies can be much lower than in your non-immune compromised population. And one of the biggest constraints of antibody detection, or potentially an advantage depending on the setting, is that they remain after infection. So if you want to use antibody detection for case detection, you have to know the patient history. Otherwise, you will probably detect past infection instead of present. You have to take immunity into consideration. So have people been vaccinated? And do you want to have a treatment follow-up? Which might be difficult in antibody detection because the antibodies will not rapidly clear after infection.